Penguin Random House presents Grief Works, Stories of Life, Death and Surviving, written and read by Julia Samuel. There is no love without pain, but only love can heal that pain which it causes. Father Julio Lancelotti. Introduction. Annie, the first person I ever counselled, lived in London at the top of a high-rise block of flats behind the Harrow Road. She was in her late 60s and had been devastated by the death of her daughter, Tracy, who'd crashed her car into a lorry on Christmas Eve. The cigarette smoke and boiling heat of Annie's room, with its three-bar electric fire, combined with her furious grief, are as alive in me today as they were 25 years ago. At that time, I was a volunteer for a local bereavement service, and I'd only had 10 evenings of training before I found myself sitting opposite Annie. I felt inadequate and frightened in the face of her loss, but I also felt a quiet hum of excitement, for I knew I had discovered the job that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Annie gave me an insight that has proved true for the many hundreds of people I've seen since, that we need to respect and understand the process of grief and acknowledge its necessity. It isn't something that can be overcome by engaging in battle, as in the medical model of recovery. As humans, we naturally try to avoid suffering. But contrary to all our instincts, to heal our grief, we need to allow ourselves to feel the pain. We need to